Hello, tonight begins Pentecost. But here's what a lot of people miss. They know about the glory that was on the Jewish people, Moses and the Exodus and the Ten Commandments. And we know about the glory of God at Pentecost, but we don't understand that the glory is progressive. Not only progressive, it keeps getting stronger and stronger and stronger. There are seasons when it seems to be diminishing. For instance, in the days of Samuel, it says the word of God, prophecy, visions were rare. So it kind of ebbs and flows, but it is progressive. And a couple of phrases from Scripture have been coming to me lately. I'll share them with you. Exodus chapter 33, verse 18 in the Supernatural Bible. And by the way, welcome, Holy Spirit. Welcome. You're our most welcome guest. Without you, we have nothing. So take over. Exodus 33, 18. Then Moses said, I pray, show me your glory. And I've been praying that to God, and you should be praying that to God. God, show me your glory. But I looked up the Hebrew word for show. I wanted to know. I have that curious kind of mind. What is the Hebrew word show means? It means to see with your eyes. And one of my favorite pictures is when I was in Israel, and I had 1,000 unsaved Jewish people coming to a lecture on the supernatural, and the visible glory was seen on me, caught multiple times on pictures. So you can see with your eyes the glory. At Pentecost, we saw with our eyes the fire of God, the glory. And it says in Haggai 2:9, and by the way, very important distinction, there's a difference between the anointing and the glory. The anointing is man cooperating with God, laying hands on the sick, things of that nature. But with the glory, it is, get out of God's way. God is going to show up himself. Now, on this progressive thing, it's almost like we've had the glory of Jesus. We've had the glory of the Holy Spirit. Get ready for not just the glory of God the Father and Jesus and the Holy Spirit, but all combined. And it's going to be greater than anything the world has ever seen. That's what Haggai chapter 2, verse 9 says. The glory of the latter house will be greater than the former, says the Lord of hosts. And in this place, I will give peace. Guess what the Hebrew word for peace is? Shalom. In this place, I'm going to give completeness. What completeness? The glory on God the Father, the glory on God the Son, and the glory on the Holy Spirit, all combined. Lord, show us your glory. And another phrase that's been coming to me lately is, all of Israel saw the glory. Not just one person, not just on a camera, but all of Israel saw the glory. And that wasn't even the greater glory. In Leviticus chapter 9, verse 23 to 24, this is in the Septuagint, Moses and Aaron entered the tent of witness. And when they came out, they blessed all the people, and the glory of the Lord became visible to all the people. And fire came out from the Lord and consumed what was on the altar. And then it goes on to say, all the people saw it. How about when the temple was dedicated? This is how God inaugurated the glory. When Solomon had finished praying, the fire came down. There's the fire. Everyone could see that fire came down from heaven, consumed the burnt offering and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. The priest, it filled the house so much, you couldn't enter the house of the Lord. And then it's talking in 2 Chronicles 5:13, it says when the priest went into the house of the Lord, they not only couldn't enter, if they were in it, they couldn't stand. They were flat on their faces. And they worshiped and praised the Lord. See, that's another ingredient to the glory. The awe and the fear of the Lord. The awe of God and the fear of the Lord was restored. That's what the glory's going to do. And why such an emphasis on the glory and the fear of the Lord? Because the fear of the Lord causes people to flee or change. And I pray you will change. I pray I will change. And a picture's worth a thousand words. This is what happened to me 50 years ago as a Jewish man that knew nothing of the New Testament, nothing to speak of about Jesus outside of a couple Christians shared a brief witness to me, which I didn't understand anyway. But when the glory came on me, I knew Jesus was the Messiah. Tens of thousands, millions are about ready to come to the Lord. Take a look at this video. It'll give you a picture's worth a thousand words of what about's ready to happen. And I want you to be in position for the glory. Show me the glory, Lord. You begin praying that out loud. Show me the glory. I pray in Yeshua's name that wherever our team glory, and that's what I'm going to start calling you, wherever our team glory goes, the fish will be jumping into their boat because Jesus said, the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. I pray that you just make yourself available and then get out of God's way and watch the fish come into your boat.
Of light, rolls of thunder. Do your feet ache and throb in pain with every step you take every day of your life? Well, kiss those days goodbye with slippers from MyPillow.com. How about that flimsy, flat little excuse for a pillow that's nothing but 8 hours of disappointment, causing you pain in your neck every single night? You can wake up with nothing but butterflies and rainbows around your head with a MyPillow pillow. Those hardwood floors hurting your old bones? No more with a MyPillow dog bed. Are your towels worn thin, flimsy, more patchy than Joe Biden's memory? There's nothing better than absorbent towels from MyPillow.com. For all of these products and more, go to MyPillow.com and use promo code FLYOVER for up to 66% off.
Are you having a hard time sleeping at night, thinking, what am I going to do about my finances?
You know, times are really changing. They're changing fast. Let me give you a quick example of how. In 1920, if you had a $20 bill and 1 ounce of gold, you could go into any men's clothing store and buy an entire suit.
Wow.
You could buy the jacket, the shirt, the belt, shoes, the whole bit. Today, that $20 bill, what's it going to get you?
Not much.
Maybe the socks, maybe a handkerchief, but the 1 ounce of gold could still buy you the entire suit at any men's store in America. That's the difference. That's what inflation does to your dollar. It's a deflating dollar caused by inflation. Now, today, that's happening faster than ever. You need somebody that you trust that can help get you out of a fake currency and into something that's going to keep you safe.
And we know a guy that has 2 PhDs by the name of Dr. Kirk Elliott. We have known him for over 25 years, and he's someone we completely trust.
You need somebody that you can get a hold of, somebody that's going to be there for you to get back out of it, and then maybe back into the stock market, maybe back into something else when things settle down. But right now is not that time. You need somebody that you trust and somebody you can call and make those worries go away.
That's exactly right. So you can go to flyovergold.com, fill out your information for your free consultation, or you can call 720-605-3900. Do it today.
You'll be glad you did.
For more great content, go to flyoverconservatives.com.